Archer's
Omnibus
for 22 to 27 December 2002.
Jenny, would you mind putting the paper down? I'd really like to talk.
Have you made your mind up then? Reached your decision?
I'm off now, Mum. My lift's come.
Oh, okay. Good luck, darling.
Thanks. You won't be late, will you?
Of course not. No, you wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good. Bye then.
Bye, darling.
Bye. She's really taking this serious, isn't she?
Oh, you know Alice. Never want to do things by halves.
Jenny, I've been doing a lot of thinking this weekend.
You certainly haven't been doing much talking.
Yeah, well, because I wanted to be, very clear in my own mind about everything before I spoke.
Well, that's a good plan.
Well, you were clear about what you thought I should do.
Which is?
Well, you haven't quite given up on us yet, have you? I mean, that's the feeling.
I don't know. I know there's only one way we've got any chance at all.
Yes.
And I haven't changed my mind about that. And I'm not going to.
I don't want you to. You're right.
Oh?
Yes. If we're going to start to try and rebuild things between us...
Well, if you want to.
I do. So I'll have to give up. I'll finish the affair.
Good.
Siobhan and I. It's over.
Fine.
But...
Oh, here we go.
I can't give up my son. You must see that.
That was lovely, sweetheart.
It was. Well done, Pip.
I hope I can do it as well tonight.
Oh, you will. I've got every confidence in you.
Thanks, Grandad.
Come on, then. Let's get you caught so Grandad can take you down.
Oh, will you check David's ready, too?
Yeah.
There. I hope that made you feel a bit better.
I must feel a lot better when it's over.
You said you were pleased with the choir now.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. They're passable.
You're such a perfectionist. They'll be fine.
I hope so.
It's the only thing I've asked you to do. The only thing.
I've promised you it's all over between me and Siobhan.
How can it be if you're still seeing the baby?
I've told you. My feelings for him are quite separate.
He's not, though, is he? He's a baby. He's a package deal with his mother.
Well, maybe we could arrange...
What? He's not some parcel she can just hand over to you. I wouldn't.
Jenny, could you find your way... And couldn't you trust me?
Oh, that's a lot to ask.
It's over.
Will it stay over if you're still seeing her? How can you expect me to believe that?
Well, how can you expect me to give up all contact with my son? I mean, you of all people should know.
Should know what?
Nothing, it doesn't matter.
Should know what it's been like for Adam and Debbie. Well, yes, yes, I do. I can't believe you're throwing that in my face.
I'm not, Jenny. I'm not. I'm sorry. I know how painful that's been for you.
Well, it doesn't matter about me, but... Well, since you brought it up, I'll give you the benefit of my painful experience.
Jenny.
Make a clean break now. And I'm thinking about the baby. Adam's been far less damaged by what happened to him than Debbie is.
I can't do that.
You can't?
No.
Then the only way... She'll have to move completely away. That's the only way I can cope with it, Brian. I can't. And I know you're with her.
I can't just make her move away. How can I?
I don't know. But it's how I feel.
And if I can't?
Divorce. I'd leave you. I'd take Alice, of course. And you'd have to sell the farm. That's Debbie out of a job.
I don't want that.
Well, you think I do? I don't know how much more Debbie can take if that happens.
None of it. I don't want any of it.
Well, then think what you're doing. Think about all your children.
I do think about them. Please, Jenny, I'm not asking that much.
Oh, you are.
Just some kind of contact. I mean, I'll talk to Siobhan about her moving, but please.
Well, if she was miles away, maybe you could visit the baby with... I could be there. Brian, don't you see how impossible this is?
Darling, we have to make it work.
You have to make it work. Otherwise, I'm...
Aren't you ready? Alice wants us to get good seats.
This isn't a good time, Debbie.
Oh, give us a moment, darling.
We mustn't be late. We can't let Alice down. How old are you, Mum?
Oh, you know. Throwing herself into Ben's first Christmas, as you can see.
It's hard for both of you.
She says Dad wouldn't have wanted to spoil our Christmas.
I'm sure he wouldn't.
So we're doing our best. Oh, all the candles are beautiful.
See my Mum and Dad anywhere? Or Debbie?
No, I haven't noticed them, I'm afraid, Alice.
Don't worry, the church is so crowded. They're bound to be here somewhere.
I've looked and I can see them.
Well,
I'm afraid they won't get to see if they don't come soon.
Don't worry about that.
No, Mum and Josh and Ben have moved down to the front. We still spare seats here.
Yes, they can squash in with us.
Debbie said she'd make sure they weren't late.
I'm sure they won't be.
They wouldn't want to miss you singing.
Oh, there you are, Alice. Now come along. I'm getting the choir together now.
Oh, sorry. Well, if you could look out for them.
We will. Good luck, Phil.
Thank you.
So we're sure you won't need it.
Well, we did have a good run through. What's the matter with Alice?
She's fine. Just anxious that her family get here in time to see her triumph.
Oh, they're here yet. Oh, I hope we're not going to be interrupted by too many late comers.
It'll be fine, love. Now, hadn't you better get back to your choir?
Oh, yes. Yeah. See you later.
Have fun.
Oh, he's making everyone nervous.
Oh, he's very calm with the choir. David was really impressed.
Not like Alice to panic, though.
No.
Oh, look, here they are. Jenny, over here.
Oh, thank goodness, we couldn't see anywhere.
You sure there's room?
Yeah, we'll all just squash it.
Sorry, Jeff.
That's all right. I'm just glad you made it.
Alice will be relieved.
If she wanted.
It's all right, but yeah, now.
Shh.
It's starting. Royal David's city, so
glory has. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
Dear Jim, she never once mentioned she might be nervous herself. Oh, it's all going splendidly. It's so moving.
Mum, are you okay?
Yes. It's just... you know, Christmas.
Oh, it was lovely. Such a nice way to start Janet's last Christmas here.
Hmm. I hope she enjoyed it.
Oh, she did.
She's having a good time now.
Where is she? Oh, yes.
Make Mum laugh anyway. And Ben.
We shall miss her. Shula wants to talk to me about her leaving party.
Oh, I thought it was all fixed. A little do like this.
Is that all?
Exactly. I think Shula told me to come up with something a bit more interesting.
We just came to say how lovely that was.
Yes, well done, Phil.
Thank you. I got a lot of support from her choir. Alice was a tower of strength.
I just did my best.
It was great. Really took me to another world.
And me.
You brought tears to Jelly's eyes, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jill, look, there's Shula.
Oh, yes. Will you excuse us?
Of course.
You better come too, Phil.
Oh, why?
She might need your help.
Don't like the sound of this. Excuse me.
I'm so sorry you couldn't get to our party, Ruth.
Yeah, well, things are a bit difficult at the moment. I don't like to leave Mum.
No, of course not.
We understand. In fact, she's looking a bit lost now. I really should...
Yes, of course, let her go.
Make sure she's...
What's the matter with Ruth, Mum?
Ruth's dad died.
Oh, yes, but I thought that was ages ago.
Well, October, I think.
I don't suppose it seems very long ago to them.
Oh, sorry, Debbie, I didn't mean...
What?
Oh, I thought...
No, that's all right. No, look, come on.
Let's get to those mince pies before they're all eaten up.
Okay, shall we bring some back for you?
Oh, thank you, darling. That'll be lovely.
See if you can get hold of a sherry bottle, too.
Oh, Dad, isn't he awful?
Yes, isn't he?
I'm glad you all came. Mm. Come on, Debbie.
What was that for?
You just don't have a clue, do you?
Leave some for me, Alice.
What do you mean?
Alice knows something's wrong.
She didn't ask us why we were late.
Exactly. Can you imagine what a hard time she'd normally give us?
I suppose she would. But she can't know.
And she mustn't. Whatever happens. I want Alice to have a happy Christmas.
Whatever happens.
You said you needed to speak. You need to go to Felpersham.
I do. You must see that I do.
Please get on with it, then. I can't stand. I just want it over with.
I will. I'll go and see her tomorrow.
So there'd be some sort of performance?
Yes, but not a play or anything. There isn't time.
Well, more like an old-fashioned variety show. Sketches and songs.
Mm. So all the villagers can show off their own particular talents.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. The cheese and wine party was a bit dull.
Yes, I thought so. Oh, dear. There's so much to do. I'd better get on with my big clean-up.
Well, Daniel and I will be out of your hair soon. He's raiding his piggy bank.
Oh, try not to let him buy too much rubbish. I don't know what the attraction is.
I know. A few tatty stools and Joe Grundy as Father Christmas. Oh, well, all the kids seem to love it.
You know, Kenton's taking Jamie down there this morning, too.
Not too busy researching riding holiday.
Good Lord, what are you going to do with this lot?
I don't know. I'll think of summer.
You better. They're blocking the lane.
I know. It ain't great.
You can't or won't think so.
All that leafleting I did really paid off.
Well, it's a good job, Sam. It is. Was it the three moon in Santa with every three went down to the lead balloon?
That was worth a try.
Yeah, well, I just had to think of something else. You seen how many trees we got left? There must be...
Dad, ain't you taking nothing for that yet?
Well, I don't hold with these modern cop missions. They make you so dopey, you just don't know whether they're coughing or not.
I need to take something for it.
Well, yeah. Honey, you're not lemon. Never fail.
Oh, is that right? Dad, you can't play Father Christmas in this state.
Why not? Kiddies don't mind. I tell us if I caught cold at the North Pole. Like, who is it?
This is a nice surprise. I thought you weren't going to be able to get over much this week.
I really need to talk to you.
I need to see you. I always do. We both do.
Where is Rory?
Oh, he's asleep. You're looking very solemn. Has something else happened?
Yes.
Don't tell me she's thrown you out.
No. Siobhan. Don't know how to say this.
You can't come on Christmas Day. Oh, well, there's no need to look so worried. You know, I wasn't expecting it, really.
No, it's not that. Siobhan, I can't see you anymore.
What?
We have to finish this.
Brian, don't be... Look, I realise we may have to cool it for a bit, now that Jennifer's found out, but it doesn't mean that...
Yes, it does. Darling, I'm sorry. But it's over.
Eddie, I need a word with you.
It'll have to be a quick one. I'm rushed off my feet here, as you can see.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. There's absolutely nowhere for people to park now. It's getting quite dangerous.
Yeah, that's all right. I've opened a field up.
I thought all this land belonged to Neil.
Ah, well.
And I'll tell you something else that's dangerous. Your father's cough.
Oh, yeah?
He's spraying germs over all the children in the village.
Oh, he's probably run out of throat sweets. I'll take him some.
Throat sweets? He needs to be in an isolation ward.
Oh, be reasonable. Where am I going to get another Father Christmas from?
Well, it must be some.
Oh, yeah. Someone at a loose end at this time of year who's as good with kids as daddies.
Are you all right now? Shall I get you some water?
Yeah, I'm fine. The man I thought really loved me has just dumped me to go back to his wife. I've never felt better.
I haven't dumped you.
You never loved me at all, did you?
Of course I did.
It's just your bit on the side the whole time. Oh,
that isn't true. I did love you. I do love you.
Yeah, right.
You don't know how hard this is for me.
No. I don't care much either.
Siobhan.
If it is so hard, Brian... Don't do it. come away with me and Rory.
I told you, Siobhan, I'm so tempted. I wish I could.
You can. Be tempted. What's stopping you?
I can't leave Jenny. I can't get myself out of that life. I've been in it too long.
You mean you can't leave your multi-million pound farm?
Siobhan.
You can't give up your cosy social standing. Come on. Admit it, I'm right, aren't I?
All right, well, maybe that is a small part of it, but...
You're just not brave enough.
No, I don't think
so
I am.
But don't pretend it's all about her.
It isn't. It isn't. I mean, there's Debbie and Alice and Kate. There's the whole family.
And Rory. Or doesn't he count?
Well, of course he counts. You know how much he means to me.
So you say, but you seem quite prepared to give him up.
No. No, I still want to see Rory, if you'll let me.
I'll need to think about that.
And of course I'll support you financially, whatever you decide.
I don't care about the money, Brian. You've never understood that. You can't buy your way out of everything.
I'm not trying to.
So how would this work? You seeing him? You'll be here on Christmas Eve.
Well, that might be...
Difficult. I know. And we've already ruled out Christmas Day, so Boxing Day then.
Well, Boxing Day is the shoot.
Of course, yes. Well, first things first.
Siobhan, I told you about all this.
You told me you wanted to see your son.
I do.
When it's convenient. When it doesn't clash with anything else that you've got planned.
Well, I can come on Friday.
Oh, big bloody deal.
Well, can I come on Friday?
Yeah. Yes, you can come on Friday.
Thank you. I mean, apart from seeing Rory, well, I mean, we've still got a lot to sort out.
No, we haven't. If it's over, it's over.
Yes, but what are you going to do?
I'm not planning to sell my memoirs to the Borchester Echo, if that's what you're worried about.
I just meant things like, well, whether you're going to stay in the area or...
Oh, kindly remove myself so I don't have to embarrass you. I thought you said you wanted to see Rory.
I do. But if moving away would make things easier for you...
I know who it would make life easier for. Her. This is what she wants. Isn't it?
It's your decision, Siobhan. I've got no right to interfere.
No. You haven't. Do you think you could go now? Brian, I really don't want you here anymore.
25 quid it is then, and a Merry Christmas to you too. Oh, there's no stopping me today. Did you see what I just did?
Well, sure, you talked to Neil Carter. I don't know why that would make you so full of yourself.
Because I beat him down. Oh, right. He wanted 50 quid, so let us use one of these fields for a car park. And I beat him down at 25.
What do you mean, let us? We are using one of these fields as a car park.
Yeah, that was the best bet. He ain't noticed.
Well, if he ain't noticed, you didn't need to pay him nothing at all.
Oh, he would have sooner or later. He was already bellyaching about the cars in the lane. And this...
Hey, well, never mind about all that. You've got to do something about Kent and Arch. You'll have to give me my job back.
Now, Dad, we've been through all of this once. You couldn't go on being Father Christmas with that cough. We were getting complaints.
Yeah, we'll be having complaints about Kent and Archer and all.
Boy, what's he doing?
Lord knows what he'll have got up to for now. But when I left, he had Catty Perks on his knee.
So there are two Father Christmases.
Yeah, they had quite a tussle over the beard, didn't they?
They did.
Oh, dear, with the children watching.
It's all right, Mum. Uncle Kenton won.
Oh, yeah, you don't surprise me. Well, I hope he's taking it seriously.
Well, Joe couldn't possibly carry on. You should have heard his cough.
He went...
Daniel, you'll make yourself ill.
Go and put your things away, please.
Okay.
And then come back here, please. I need a word with you.
That sounds ominous.
Father Christmas isn't the only one with a double. Look what I just found under his bed.
Oh, good Lord. Baby Jesus. So that's what happened to it.
It's not funny, Alistair. Well, Janet was worried. And George had gone to the trouble of carving a new one.
Oh, Janet was more puzzled than worried, wasn't she? And George likes carving.
Well, even so, it is stealing. Oh. I don't want Daniel stealing.
I wouldn't call it stealing, exactly.
Well, what would you call it?
Want to come and see what I bought, Mum?
Yeah, in a minute. Daniel, I just found this under your bed.
Oh.
Would you like to tell me how it got there?
I took it.
Well, why did you take it?
Uncle Kenton dared me to.
I thought so. We told you to stop playing that silly game.
This was before.
You don't have to do everything Uncle Kenton tells you, you know.
I know now.
Daniel, you knew everyone was looking for it. Uncle George has even had to carve a new one. You should have owned up before.
I was going to put it back.
Oh, I see.
I did try, but it was too difficult.
You should have told me.
Yes, Mum. I'm sorry.
And you'll have to say you're sorry to Janet and Uncle George, too.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
It's what people have to do when they've done something wrong. They have to apologise to the people they've caused trouble to and hope they'll forgive them.
Well, Uncle Kenton have to say he's sorry, too.
You're back. Did you see her?
Yes. Yes, I saw Siobhan.
And you told her it was all over?
I told her it was all over.
She did take you seriously.
Oh, yes.
And moving away, did you talk to her about moving away?
I mentioned it.
What did she say?
She didn't really say anything.
But you think she might?
I don't know. That's up to her. I can't do any more about it.
What did you say about the baby?
I said I'd like to see him.
Did she agree that would be all right?
Oh, she didn't say it wouldn't be.
So how's that going to work? Did you talk about that?
Not really.
Well, don't you think you need to?
I told her it was over.
But
isn't that the main thing? That's what she wanted.
I wanted you to be sure.
Oh, I'm sure. There's no going back now.
But if you haven't sorted things out about the baby...
Jenny, please. Just can't talk about this anymore. Not today. Be in my office if anyone needs me. I've got to have some time on my own.
Well, how much time? It's Christmas Eve tomorrow. It's Debbie's birthday. You're not going to spoil that for her, are you?
I'll try not to. But please, Jenny, please, just leave me alone today. It's over. It couldn't be any more over. You've got what you wanted.
What I wanted? Brian, I never wanted any of this. So don't expect any sympathy from me.
Thanks, Hayley. We'll be with you in a minute.
It's good of you to ask us over to tea. I shouldn't leave Hayley to do all the work.
Look, we'll help her in a minute. Siobhan, you look dreadful. Has something happened?
Brian came over yesterday. And he said...
That he can't get over on Christmas Day? Oh, Siobhan, I know you were banking on it.
Yeah.
Look, it doesn't matter. You can come here.
That's really kind of you, but I can't.
I know you were cross with me last week.
Oh, look, it's nothing to do with that. I just couldn't bear Christmas with a really happy family.
Oh, we wouldn't leave you out.
But I am left out. That's the reality. We both are. Rory and I better start getting used to it.
Siobhan, that isn't true.
Oh, yes, it is.
Did you and Brian quarrel?
Not exactly.
You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Who else have I got? Elizabeth, it's all over. Brian and me, we're finished.
What?
That's what he came to tell me. He doesn't want to see me anymore.
Oh, Siobhan, I'm so sorry.
Are you?
Of course. Oh, you poor thing.
Don't. Really don't know if I can stand. I shouldn't let the children see me like this.
Look, don't worry.
Hayley? Hayley, we're just going to go out for a few minutes. We shan't be long. Janet. Janet.
Oh, hello, Sheila. I'm sorry. Am I disturbing you?
Oh, no. I was just snatching a few quiet moments. I'm due in Darrington soon.
I'm sorry.
No, honestly, it's all right. I was just enjoying the Christmas atmosphere.
Yeah, the church is looking lovely.
Yeah. I shall miss it. Still, Christmas isn't a time to look back.
No, it's a time for miracles. Look what I found in the crib.
Oh, the lost baby Jesus. So now we've got two.
Yes. Janet, some child was tempted, but he's back now, so no harm done.
It wasn't just some child. It was Daniel.
Daniel?
Oh, Janet, I'm so sorry.
Sure, it doesn't matter. He's back now, that's the main thing.
Yeah, but what about poor George? All that work?
I'll use his this year, of course, and then you'll have a spare. So some good's come out of it.
Daniel will apologise to you, of course, and to George. I told him he had to...
Oh, Shula, for goodness sake, don't worry about it.
Kenton should have known better. Him and his dares.
Oh, were there many?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, I do. Look, I'm seeing a few people in the Bull after the meeting in Darrington. Let me buy you a drink.
Oh, yeah, good. Alistair and I'll be there anyway.
Oh, of course.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thanks.
And I think we should be doing the buying.
All right. As long as you tell me all about it.
Are you sure he really means it? Why else would he say it? He didn't have to.
No.
I thought he might say he needed to cool it for a while. But this...
So...
First, I just wanted to run away, you know?
I know.
I was so angry. And I thought, if he doesn't want me, well, then I don't want him.
It's not about that, though, is it? I'm sure he does want you.
But he wants her more.
Well, I suppose it's as simple as
that. If I never saw him again.
Yeah, but there's Rory.
Why should Brian be able to see him when he doesn't want to see me?
Siobhan, I know it's hard, but Brian is Rory's father, whatever the circumstances.
But maybe a clean break would be better for us all.
He's going to support him financially.
Take his money. He thinks he can buy his way out of everything.
It's Rory's money. He's entitled to it. Now, I know how proud you are, but...
I know. I know.
Bringing a child up on your own, it isn't going to be easy.
I suppose deep down I never thought it would come to that. Whatever I said.
If Brian wants to be involved...
Yes, why should he be? It's not fair.
He's Rory's dad. That's just a fact.
Keep going round in circles.
There's so much for you to think about.
God, I arranged to go home for the new year. Perhaps that'll help.
I just want what's best for you and Rory. I want what's best for everyone.
Well, you can stop worrying about Jennifer, at least. Her star is certainly in the ascendant.
Oh, no, I can't. Can't stop worrying about anyone.
Ah, there's your change.
Thank you. We're full tonight, aren't you?
No, it's Christmas Eve. There's a band on in the Bull upstairs later.
You want to sit up there, then?
We'll stay at the bar. Your stool over there.
Nice quiet corner is what I had in mind.
Evening, Mr. Aldridge. Compliments of the season.
What? Oh, yes.
Got anything special planned, have you?
Not really. Excuse me, I'll see you someplace.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, you miserable git.
Christmas gets for people like that.
Tell me about it. I'd come out to get away from it.
Oh, people's cottage not full of Christmas spirit, then?
Hardly. I don't know what's the matter with them. I mean, you thought Grundy World of Christmas was a good laugh, didn't you?
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, tell Dad and Grandad. I mean, Dad's moaning on about how many trees they've got left. Yeah. And Grandad still hasn't forgiven him for giving Santa the sack.
I bet that went down well.
Anyway, come down here to forget all that. You coming up?
Yeah, just waiting for Sid to get back from the cellar. He's changing a barrel.
Oh, right. You seen Jazza and Fallon?
Yeah, they're upstairs.
Oh, well, I'll go up then.
And Shabba.
Oh. Chatting Fallon up again, I suppose?
No, I wouldn't have said it was that way around exactly.
Wouldn't you?
No. I don't want to seem full of myself, but I think Chabba would much rather be down here chatting me up.
Would he? Mightn't Tom have something to say about that?
If he was here. But seeing as he's already 3/4 hour late, well, the girl's got to take her phone where she can find it, hasn't she? That ended up with him sitting in the water trough in his boxer shorts.
He must have been freezing.
Then Daniel got involved with the pigs somehow. He had Kenton going face down in Neil's pig's
tail. Oh, yes.
Both of them were covered. I was furious.
Oh, I'd have given anything to see that.
Oh, it's not funny, really. And I don't want to spoil Christmas or with Kathy and Jamie coming.
Don't. Have a Christmas truce.
I wish I thought everyone.
What?
Well, nothing, it doesn't matter. Would you like another drink?
Are you worried about Brian?
I noticed you looking over at him a couple of times. Just sitting in that corner, staring into his drink. Why isn't he at home?
Or somewhere else?
Has something happened?
No. Yes.
Oh, I suppose it doesn't matter if I tell you now. We're leaving soon. And it's not as if you don't know what's been going on.
No, hardly.
Jennifer's found out.
Oh. Poor Jennifer. So, what's going to happen?
I don't know. I went to a party there on Friday and it was awful. Oh. Everyone putting a brave face on things.
Well, Brian isn't doing that now.
No, he isn't. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, you might as well go home now. Oh!
What's the matter with you two, lovers, Tiff?
Oh,
kill him.
No, no, it is Christmas.
Exactly. And most people try to have a bit of fun.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, but not Tom Archer. Turns up 2 hours late and then tells me he can only stay half an hour.
Why? It's been a good night.
Oh, because he's tired.
Well, that is a bit lame.
Oh, whose fault's that?
Oh, I don't know.
His own! Because he's been working. Christmas Eve.
Well, you're working.
Oh, that's different. I had no choice. He did.
Well, you know how important his sausage business is to him.
It just takes me for granted.
No more fooling.
I say that again.
So he's off now, is he?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care.
Well, that's a pity, because I've got a little something planned for later.
Evening, Brian.
Oh, sure. Evening.
You all right?
No, I'm not, since you ask. I don't need to go into that.
Why aren't you at home far?
Jenny hasn't thrown me out, if that's what you're thinking. Not yet, anyway.
I just thought it was odd. I mean, it is Christmas Eve.
No, is it?
And Debbie's birthday.
Yes, but Debbie isn't speaking at the moment. Fortunately, Alice has taken the panto at the village hall for her birthday treat, so that'll solve that problem.
You've left Jennifer all on her own?
Well, not that it's any of your business, but that was the way she wanted it.
Maybe, but... Well, it is Christmas Eve.
And tomorrow will be Christmas Day. And we'll have our own pantomime to perform for Jack and Peggy.
Yes, I see.
Yes. Happy Christmas at the Aldridges. So are you surprised we need a little time on our own?
Oh, there, that should do it.
You sure it won't fall over?
Nah, of course not. You got the decorations?
Oh, we're running a bit low.
Oh, that's all right. Fallon's gone back to the bull, see if she can find some more. Well, this is all right. There's a fairy in here.
Hand it over, then. I can't believe I'm doing this.
I think how chuffed all the little kids are going to be when they come down to the green tomorrow. They ride down on their new little bikes and find it's been transformed. A winter wonderland.
Buy a few spare Christmas trees and the odd bit of tinsel.
Well, it's a bit more than a few. Dad was right. We did have a lot left.
How are Jazza and Chabba doing planting theirs?
They'll be all right. You leave them alone.
Oh, you two are mean to him. Telling him it was an old English custom.
I loved it. Don't spoil it for him.
Don't tell him.
Well, you were going to. I got your way just in time.
Yeah, but then I saw how excited he was about it.
Yeah, well, I did think he'd buy it. What a loser.
And how much do you know about Hungarian Christmas customs?
More than I did half an hour ago. He does go on a bit, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't mind. I like listening to him. That lovely romantic voice.
Well, you're just sick of Tom.
Don't you blame me?
There's someone coming.
Where? Oh, gosh, Mr. Aldridge. What are we going
to
say?
No, leave this to me. Evening, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, evening.
Walking home?
Yes.
Well, it is a lovely night.
I suppose so. What are you two up to?
Nothing.
That's funny, because it looked to me like you were planting Christmas trees around the green.
Did it?
Why would you want to do that?
Well,
donating some of the spare Christmas trees from Grundy's World of Christmas. A nice surprise for the village.
Public-spirited. In your way, were they?
We're trying to make them look pretty.
I don't care what you're doing.
Good, because we like to keep it a secret, really. Dad might be a bit embarrassed.
Oh, I can keep a secret.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Mr. Aldridge.
And to you.
Thanks. You have a good one.
Thank you. I'll try.
There. That's all the sprouts done.
Yeah, Dad was so funny about sprouts. He'd never eat them except on Christmas Day.
I know.
Said he liked to save them up to make Christmas Day feel special.
He loved Christmas, didn't he?
Aye, he did.
Mum, guess what we saw?
Mummy.
Get yourselves inside before you tell your mum.
It must have been a very exciting church service.
Well, we enjoyed it, but...
There's lots of Christmas trees all around the green. And they're all decorated.
Well, after a fashion. Aren't you lot cold? This door's wide open.
Happy Christmas, darling.
Oh, yes, happy Christmas. And to you.
How's Portia? Still no sign of the cough, but I'll keep an eye on her for you. Merry Christmas, Phil and Jill.
Merry Christmas, Chabba.
And the compliments of the season.
Dad, guess what we saw on the village green?
I don't know. Santa's sleigh?
Christmas tree.
Christmas trees? Good heavens.
Decorations, too.
Well, wonder who put them there.
Santa's little elves.
No. Ed, Fallon and Kirsty.
What?
And me.
You, Chabba. But why?
It's an old English custom, isn't it?
Don't tell me he's left you alone again.
No, he's talking to Jack. Mm. Well, honestly, darling, I didn't mind about last night. I was quite relieved about my own, to tell you the truth.
You say so.
And the main thing is that you and Alice enjoyed the panto.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Mm. That's Wine?
Oh, lovely. Your bread sauce always is.
Just came to see if you needed any help.
No, it's fine, Mum. You go back and enjoy yourself with the others.
They're playing one of Alice's computer games. At least Jack's trying to. Alice has got so many different ones. Brian seems to have bought her the shop.
Yes.
So, was he equally generous to you two?
I haven't opened mine yet.
Neither have I.
Oh, haven't you?
You need any help, Granny?
No, I don't think so, thank you.
Come along, Gran, you're right. It's time I opened my presents. Come and help me.
Well, if you'd like me to.
I would, and I'm sure you could do with another glass of sherry. Oh,
that's a good idea. So, everything's under control, is it?
I think so. You get back to Alice.
I don't think I've thanked you for my Christmas present yet.
Oh, haven't you?
They're very nice. Look, I've put them in.
Oh, yes. Well, cufflinks are always useful, aren't they?
And did you like my present?
I haven't had time to open it yet.
Well, you could do it now.
No, Brian. Phoebe and Roy will be here soon. I'll do it after lunch.
Can I pull a cracker now?
We're not all here yet.
Is Chabba still out at the carving?
Yeah, I had to leave him to it when Sheila and everyone turned up. Shall I get going carving this?
Oh, yes. It looks gorgeous.
Right, yep.
Kenton seemed very cheerful.
Oh, he always liked Christmas.
Like my son.
Well, if he got the right presents. Oh, Chabba, good. Now we can start.
You sit here, Pat.
How's the cow doing?
I'm afraid there's a problem.
Oh, dear, what's the matter?
I really didn't want to interrupt your Christmas dinner.
No. You're right to ask for help if you're worried.
What's the problem?
I think it's a posterior presentation.
Oh. Poor Portia.
All right. Come on.
What has happened?
It's okay. Well, the calf's lying upside down and backwards. You see the hooves first.
Like a breech birth, only more complicated.
Oh, I see.
Wonder if I should go out.
No, they'll give us a shout if they need us. I'll keep the food warm.
Oh, dear, what a shame.
This is a feast.
So what says? Have some more potatoes, Gran.
Oh, perhaps just a little one. They are delicious.
Well, tell Tony. They're Bridge Farm organic.
I will tell him. He'll be so pleased.
Oh, darling.
What?
Nothing.
It's a lovely meal, Mum.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Are you planning any more trips to Hungary next year, Brian?
No, I don't think so, no. It's quite enough to keep me busy here at home.
Yes.
On the farm.
Yes. I'm going away, Gran.
Are you, dear?
Yeah. I'm going skiing with the school at half term. Mum and Dad weren't going to let me.
We thought she was a bit young.
And it was quite pricey.
Oh, was it? But they've changed their minds.
It's an extra Christmas present.
And the change of scene.
Yes. Everyone's been so nice to me this Christmas.
That's because you're our baby, darling.
No, I'm not. Phoebe's that. Well, Nolly would be if she was here.
If she was here.
Kate was all right, wasn't she, when you rang?
Oh, yes. Yes, she's fine. And Adam. It's just, you know.
They're not here.
Lucky you've got Debbie and Alice, then.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Phoebe's so cute, making that little present, especially for you, Debbie.
Oh, yeah. Such a lovely thought.
Yeah. I'm just going to warm this bread sauce up, Mum. Mm-hmm. It's got a bit cold.
Now, one good heave. No, I haven't got long.
Derek, now make a pizza cake. Derek. Derek, Mum, I'm not for the chinani. How is it?
It's not breathing. Let me clean its nostrils. No, we'll have to help it.
Come on, little one. Come on. It's Christmas.
How are you doing?
We got it out, but...
Oh, yeah. All the signs of life.
No.
I thought you might like a drink, but...
Can you take over, Chabba, please?
Of course.
Is everything all right, Mum?
Pip, I told you to stay in the warm.
We're doing our best, love.
Oh, the poor calf.
David.
Yeah?
I think...
Hey!
Yes, it's all right.
Brilliant.
Well done, Chabba.
He saved its life.
Hey. It's cause for a drink. Good job I bought the bottle.
Yeah. Well, we should toast Chabba.
We should toast the calf. It's her birthday.
Chabba should christen her.
Yeah. Yeah, something Hungarian.
Hungarian and Christmassy.
Are you sure?
Yeah. She's a heifer. She'll be staying with the herd.
So it'll remind us of you.
Thank you. Well, then. How about... Chillog?
What does it mean?
It means star.
Oh, right. That's lovely. Hang on a minute. There you go, Chabba. So to... What was it?
Chillog.
Hey.
To Chillog. Chillog.
We ought to be making a move. I'd better wake Jack.
Oh, leave him. He looks so peaceful.
But if we're going to drop him at Bridge Farm... Where's Debbie?
Oh, she's loading the dishwasher, I think.
Oh, that's nice of her. Christmas must be a strain for her, in her circumstances.
Yes, it is.
And it's just because of Simon.
I mean, of course. What else?
I thought I detected a bit of an atmosphere between her and Brian. She was quite short with him sometimes.
Oh, she's very tired. She's been throwing herself into her work. She's been ploughing till all hours.
I just wondered if perhaps...
What?
Well, Brian was never a great fan of Simon's. He always said he had a roving eye.
Well, that's the kind of thing Brian would pick up on.
He hasn't been saying, I told you so, has he?
No, he hasn't been saying that.
Alice has beaten me yet again. I think that's enough for one day.
Mum thinks she'll have to be going soon.
Oh, what a pity. Well, can't be tempted to stay a little longer.
We're expected at Bridge Farm.
Oh, well, then you must open my present, darling, while Peggy's here. Here you are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jennifer.
I haven't had time, Mum.
I think you'll like it.
I'm sure I shall. Oh.
Oh, Brian, that's beautiful.
I thought so. You do like it, don't you, Jenny?
Yes, of course.
An eternity ring. What a lovely idea.
Yes.
I wanted it to be special.
Yes, it's lovely, of course. Thank you. Now I'd better get Debbie for you, Mum. She wants to say goodbye.
Oh, I thought she'd like it.
Oh, Brian, she did. Couldn't you see? She was practically in tears.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
I'm sure you are.
Is it warm enough?
Mm. Oh, great. It's delicious. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank Mum. She did most of the cooking.
Oh, where is Heather?
She said she'd like a look at the car. I think Pip took her.
No, Pip's playing with Josh.
Well, I wouldn't mind a look at it myself. I'll go and keep her company.
Darling, your gran's about to... Where are you going?
I'm sorry, Mum. Just got to get some fresh air. Thought I'd check on the lambing sheds.
Oh, I see.
You don't mind, do you? I've got to get out of there for a bit.
No, of course. It's been a hard day for you.
And you?
Yes. I wish I could come with you.
Come, then. We can think of an excuse.
No, Mum's just going. Oh, I'd better go back and try and put some kind of a brave face on this.
What is it?
It's Brian's Christmas present.
But... Well, that's an eternity ring, isn't it?
I know.
I don't believe it. How could he?
I think it was supposed to be some kind of...
What is he thinking of?
I know. Eternity. I'm just hoping we'll make it to the end of the shoot.
That's right. You give her a good old nuzzle. Hi.
Hello, Heather.
Phil. You come to look at the new arrival, too?
Well, I'd like to, but if I'm disturbing you...
Of course you're not.
Was it all getting a bit much?
Oh, maybe. Everyone's been so kind. I'm having a lovely time.
Mm. I remember how hard my first Christmas without Grace was.
What a tragedy. You were both so young.
No harder than losing a lifelong companion.
Whenever they go, it's too soon, isn't it?
Yeah. But it does heal, Heather. It does get better.
I don't want to forget him.
Oh, you won't. No, I didn't mean that. You won't think how sad you are he's not here.
No.
You'll think how happy you were when he was.
I was. Oh, I was.
And you will be again.
Will I?
Yes, because... Well, that's the important thing. Not that they've gone, but that they were here.
Yes. Yes.
Love's stronger than death, Heather. Love never dies.
Oh, come on, Siobhan, I know you're there.
Hello?
Oh, Siobhan, thank goodness.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and to you too. I've been so worried about you.
Why?
kept trying to ring you yesterday. Didn't you get any of my messages?
Yes. Look, I'm sorry.
Was it a very bad day?
No. I got Rory. And there was some quite good stuff on the telly, and I phoned my mum.
Siobhan.
It was awful.
You should have let me talk to you. I wouldn't have minded. It might have helped.
I got beyond being comforted. I went into a sort of trance of misery.
Oh, Siobhan.
Pathetic, isn't it?
No, of course not.
Just sat there, looking at the ghosts of Christmas to come.
It isn't going to be like that.
Isn't it? Shall I tell you something even more pathetic?
You can tell me anything, and I'm sure it won't be pathetic.
Every time the phone rang, I thought it was going to be Brian.
Oh, yes, of course.
I was going to be cooler, you see. Not let him think I was just sitting by the phone. Realising they might be lonely.
He didn't ring.
No.
Well, look, I'm not trying to excuse him, but...
No. Would have been difficult.
Well, yes.
See, I told myself that. I told myself I wasn't expecting him to ring, really. But I was.
I'm coming over.
Oh, no, Elizabeth, you can't. You've got all your family round.
Just for half an hour, after lunch. Nigel can take them for a walk in the grounds.
Really? You mustn't. I'll be okay.
Sounds like it. You shouldn't be on your own all day, Siobhan. And I'm going to make sure that you're not.
Wonderful. You've done as proud as usual, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. But it's not quite ready yet. You're early.
And I'm not allowed in to dip a crude, is I?
Absolutely not. You'll have to contain yourself, Matt.
Well, that might be difficult. You are looking very gorgeous this morning.
Thank you, kind sir. But you still can't have anything to eat until the others get here.
Oh, you're very firm. I like that in a woman.
Yes, I have heard. You can nibble a few olives if you're desperate.
That's all that's on offer.
Afraid so.
Pity, it's just not my day.
Oh, haven't you had a very good morning?
No, I have not. I'm sure that keeper of yours has given me the worst stand.
Oh, I thought you drew the numbers from the hat.
It's fixed.
Why on earth would he do that?
Spite! He looks like a man who could bear a grudge.
Oh, that's just his manner. He doesn't mean anything by it.
I'll tell you one thing, he's getting no tip out of me.
Well, I'll have a word with him, see what I can do about it.
Why don't you just come and shoot with me? I'm sure you could charm the birds out of the trees.
Very original. Let you say that to all the girls.
Morning, Matt. Only if I'm desperate. Morning, Brian.
Something the matter?
Well, now you mention it, yes.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to do something about it.
Will we?
Yeah, Jennifer thinks she can charm your keeper into giving me a better stand.
But was there that much wrong with that last one?
And if that fails, she's going to charm the birds to fly my way.
You've used that line already.
Yeah, it worked, didn't it? Made you laugh.
If we could get back to the matter in hand.
Yeah, if you want to.
Brian,
I've had a lousy morning.
Well, no one else has complained.
Oh, my chums have. Not a brilliant drive, let's be honest.
Oh, dear.
Maybe they're just not shooting very well.
They're very good shots, as a matter of fact, Brian.
But hungry ones by now, I should think. I'm sure when they've relaxed over a good lunch...
So let me get this straight, Matt. Do you have a specific problem with Greg?
Well, it wouldn't kill him to lighten up a bit. We are supposed to be enjoying ourselves.
I said we'd talk to him about it.
OK, leave it to me.
Right.
Well, I think Jennifer's got more chance of coaxing a smile out of him than you have.
Oh, I haven't given him his Christmas bonus yet.
Oh, Brian.
Maybe that'll sweeten him up.
I hope something does.
Oh, everybody's coming. I might allow you to get stuck in now, Matt. Bring your friends over and I'll make sure you're all well looked after.
Ah, that's what I like to hear. It's a good job you've got this lovely wife, Brian.
Isn't it?
She could take a man's mind off anything. Even your shoot.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Don't you move now.
Wasn't going to. Oh, well, that seems to have done the trick.
Did you have to flirt with him quite so outrageously?
Yes, I did.
I brought the extra plates up, Mum.
Oh, thank you, darling. And Alice is just...
We're in the middle of something, Debbie.
Oh, sorry.
Why did you have to?
Well, he was in such a bad mood. And you know what a lot of trouble he caused you last time. And I thought it might put him in a better one.
Oh, he did that all right.
Don't be ridiculous, Brian.
What's all this about?
Oh, I'm supposed to have been flirting with Matt.
You were?
For a reason. I was trying to make your shoot a success.
You are accusing Mum of flirting.
Well, she was.
Don't tell me you're jealous.
I just don't think it's appropriate.
You don't think it's what? How do you have the nerve?
Jennifer, we're waiting for you. Oh, my friends can't wait to meet you. Sorry, am I interrupting something?
No, but Jenny's just got to finish setting up the lunch.
Oh, I can do that. You go, Mum.
Oh, thanks, darling. Let's go, Matt. I can't
appointing them.
Oh, the feeling is mutual, let me tell you.
Thank you for your input.
How dare you criticise Mum like that?
Shh, only your voice, please. Tell me, people are looking.
And they weren't before.
This is a private matter between me and your mother.
Oh, no, it's not. I've been trying to keep out of things to stay out of your way.
You have noticed.
But if you can treat Mum like this...
It's got nothing to do with you, Debbie. You're not helping. The situation is difficult enough.
And you're improving it.
Well, at least I'm trying to set up a dialogue.
Is that what you call it?
Well, it's more than you'll do with
Debbie,
me.
You don't care about me.
I do.
You don't. I don't think you ever did.
Debbie, that isn't true.
Isn't it? You never loved me. If you had...
Oh,
you...
don't! Don't! Please, don't!
Oh, Alice, no. Now see what you've done.
Me? I didn't say anything
Alice,
to her.
Alice, wait, Alice!
What's up, I guess?
Oh, here you are. Are you all right?
Debbie!
Alice, it's going to be all right.
Is it?
Yes, of course. Don't worry.
You and Dad were having such an awful row.
I'm sorry. Look, I didn't mean to upset you.
You said a terrible thing to him. He didn't love you.
Yes, well, look, I was angry with him. People say a lot of things when they're angry.
Why are you so angry with him?
Well,
You're hardly speaking to him at home, even yesterday.
That's just... Look, things are difficult at the moment. I'm not talking much to anyone.
You're talking to me. I know why it is. At least I think I do.
Do you?
Yes. It's because of Simon, isn't it?
Oh. Yes.
Because Dad never liked him.
No.
Never thought you should marry him.
I suppose he has to be right sometimes.
I mean, you can't forgive him being right.
It is hard.
I've been so worried about you.
Oh, sweetie. I'll be all right.
After what Simon did, how could he?
You tell me.
No, you won't even let Dad help you.
Well,
you keep working so hard, not really talking to anyone, and I'm worried. I'm worried you might...
Out. Sweetie, come on, you can tell me.
You know what Kay did when she got so miserable, and I was just so scared.
Alice, no, no. Oh, I wish you'd said something.
I didn't want to put the idea in your head.
Darling, I would never, never do that, okay? I'm much too tough.
You don't seem very tough at the moment.
Well, I'd just better pull myself together then. Oh, if I'd had any idea the way your mind was working. Oh, you silly, lovely girl.
It's just, if anything happened to you...
Nothing is going to happen to me. All right? I promise you that. You're stuck with me.
I wish I could stay longer.
Oh, you're a saint to come at all.
Don't be silly.
No. I don't deserve you.
Of course you do.
The only friend I have.
I'm sure that's not true.
Yes, it is. That's why yesterday was so awful. I realised how alone I was.
You're not. There's me, your family...
It's my fault, Elizabeth. I brought this all on myself.
No.
I didn't want to know. Put all my energy into my relationship with Brian.
That was understandable.
And look where it got me. Not even a phone call on Christmas Day.
I don't know what to say, Siobhan.
Don't be scared. You can say it now. It's over, isn't it?
Well...
I know that's what he told me. But I don't think I really took it in, you know?
Well, you've had such a hard time.
Well, I knew what I was doing was wrong. Now I'm being punished for it.
Look, it wasn't just you, Siobhan.
Oh, it still isn't. I've got Rory to think about. Got to do what's best for him.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And it's not fair he should suffer. None of this is his fault.
No. So, have you decided what you're going to do?
Yes. I think I have.
There. I think that's everything. We can get going now.
Yes. Thank you for all your help, darling.
Oh, come on. I only brought out a few flasks of tea.
No, I wasn't thinking of that. It's calming Alice down.
After I'd upset her in the first place.
Well, maybe that wasn't such a bad thing. At least now we all know what's really worrying her.
Yeah, I think I've sorted that out.
Now we need to make quite sure she doesn't realise what else is going on.
Yes, we do. All of us.
Are you just off, Jenny?
Yes.
How's Alice, Debbie?
She's all right now. You really need to get your act together.
I know.
We all need to.
Yes. So, maybe you and I call a bit of a truce, Debbie.
I'll try in front of Alice. I can't promise anything else.
Thank you for what you did this afternoon.
I didn't do it for you.
Debbie.
Come on, Mum. Let's get going.
See you later.
Yes, I'm very grateful. I'm so sorry I was... Anyway, I'm sorry.
Right. See you at home.
Oh, is Jennifer gone?
Yes, you just missed her, I'm afraid.
I wanted to thank her for the wonderful lunch.
Well, I'll pass it on. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I did. You have got a wonderful woman there, Brian.
I know.
No art release, but early, I hope. Just a bit of fun.
Of course.
She was looking $1 million. I just had to say something. Any man would.
It's fine.
And she's all yours. You don't know how lucky you are.
No, I don't, do I?
Clary, what is the meaning of this?
What?
The Christmas trees.
What Christmas trees?
All these Christmas trees around the green.
Oh, them.
Don't tell me you hadn't noticed them.
I sort of got used to them.
They're an eyesore.
They was quite pretty when they first went up.
Well, they're not now. Covered in old beer cans and sweet wrappings. When was that, anyway?
When was what?
When they first went up.
Christmas Eve. Oh, well, so I've been told.
I see. And whose bright idea was it?
Well, they just appeared.
Well, the sooner they just disappear, the better.
They do look a bit tatty now. But it were a nice thought.
Anyway, did you have a good Christmas?
Well, until I got back and saw these.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it was lovely.
Coriander is such a sweet girl. And of course her boyfriend being a computer buff.
Oh, well, that's nice for Mr. Snell.
Robert just likes being with his girls at Christmas.
Still, I'm glad I made the effort.
Well, it's all over now.
Yes.
You spend so much time getting ready for it and then, poof, it's gone.
I'm looking forward to my Hogmanay party now.
Oh, yeah.
Is Ed around today, Clary? I need to get Jazz's address off him.
He might pop in the ball dinner time.
Got a new idea for the entertainment.
Yeah, I'm doing a shift myself, so I'll mention it if I see him.
Thank you.
Are you back at work then? Sid and Jolene want to hit the sales.
They had a good Christmas then.
They did. We didn't. That's why I need the extra cash. I thought, Ed, you reckon the grandy world of Christmas was going to make your fortune.
He always reckons that.
And you know, he's never right.
I hope you don't mind me taking you out for a lunchtime drink like this.
Not at all, no. Just the kind of mother-in-law to have.
To be honest, I wanted a quiet word with you away from Ruth.
Oh, I see.
Oh, don't look so worried, pet. I'm sure it's neither nothing nor something.
Have you noticed something? Is it something about her health?
No. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Oh, it's all right. It's just that's always what I think of first.
Of course it is. Here, should I realise?
Oh, don't worry.
I don't mean to interfere, but are you two having money troubles?
Oh. What makes you say that?
Right. Just a few things Ruth let drop.
Yeah?
And I didn't know if I was getting the wrong end of the stick, not having a farming background. So I thought the best thing would be to talk to you about it.
You didn't want to worry her.
I thought you'd know what was really going on.
Hiya, Clary. Nice to see you.
And you. Everything okay here?
Yeah, it was quite quiet at the minute. So did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, we were all right. I mean, we was all that tired.
All because of Grundy World of Christmas.
Yeah. Plus, it weren't quite the money spinner they'd hoped it would be.
Oh, dear.
No, still, it were all right. We was all together. That's the main thing, eh? How about you?
Yeah, the same. Quiet, just with my family. Nice. Didn't see much of Tom, though.
That's a pity. Eh?
Well, he was with his family. And then he reckoned he'd got a lot of preparation to do for this meeting he's got coming up in London.
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, I know. I am proud of him. It's just... Well, I was hoping we'd at least be able to go out tonight. Only now he says he's too tired.
Men, they're always tired.
Yeah.
Neil wants Eddie and Mike to clear up Willow Farm, which, to be fair, is a bit of a mess.
I can imagine.
But they're too tired. And they say we're the weaker sex.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going out with the girls tonight.
So they're up for it, then.
Yes, and it's not like Tom to pass up a night out. Or it wasn't.
He must be nervous about this meeting.
He says he's saving himself for New Year's Eve.
Hey, if Edward comes in now, can you tell him Mrs. Snell wants Jazza's address?
Yeah, sure. She's back then?
Yeah. I met her just now on the village green.
Things aren't great for anyone in farming at the moment. Yeah, prices are low and the pound's still strong.
A lot of cheap foreign food gets sucked in.
You've got it.
But I think it's bad for you particularly.
Oh, Not really. We're better off than some, thanks to the sheep.
And they're still profitable.
Won't go that far. Prices aren't too bad.
And there's Hassett Hill's land.
Yeah. Although that's not entirely straightforward either. Still, thank God we hang on to the sheep.
Yes, you were thinking of getting rid of them, weren't you?
Yeah, a couple of years back. And it looked as if the dairy side would be best. That's a joke.
Is it?
Milk prices have been terrible over the last year or so. And then we had all that wet weather, so no.
The harvest, do you mean?
No, that was okay. It was when we were doing the first silage cut. You remember that awful June?
Oh, yes.
That meant the quality was pretty poor, so we've had to buy an extra winter feed, and that's put up the cost of producing winter milk, so even though the prices are a bit better now...
I'm not with you.
Well, we had to get in some sugar beet pulp for the energy.
Oh, I see. And it all adds up, I suppose.
It does. We're caught between a rock and a hard place.
You do like it, don't you?
Yes. It's lovely. Very unusual.
Because I know you like Victoriana.
Well, that's quite appropriate, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm in rather a Victorian situation.
Oh, sure. Oh,
sorry. Sorry. It's a lovely locket. Thank you.
Because I thought you could put a picture of Rory on one side of it.
Yeah. And who shall I put in the other?
Oh, I don't seem to be having much luck with my Christmas presents this year.
Really?
I mean, you could change it if you...
No, it's fine. Well, you'd better have yours, I suppose.
Oh, thank you. I didn't expect...
I bought them before. Sorry, they're not wrapped.
That doesn't matter. Oh, cufflinks.
You said you needed some.
I did. Thank you. They're lovely.
So I thought you could say you bought them yourself. Still, I suppose it doesn't matter now.
Siobhan,
Oh, well, only Rory to go now. And I'm sure he'll love his panda.
I just wanted him to have something for himself.
To remember you by.
Well, I used to have a panda.
I know you did.
You remember?
I remember a lot, Brian. I've had a lot of time recently to go through my memories.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I couldn't call on Christmas Day.
Doesn't matter.
I did try to ring yesterday.
Did you? You didn't leave a message?
Well, I didn't know what to say. I mean, was it very awful?
I've had better.
Yeah, well, so have I.
Look, it's waking up. Do you want to give him his present now?
Yeah, well, if that's all right by you.
That's what you came to do.
Well, I hope he likes it. It's not too old for him.
We'll see, shan't we? Hello, sweetheart. Oh. Look who's come to see us.
Hello, Rory. Yes, yes. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Daddy's got something for you. Do you want to see what it is?
Here we are. Mr. Panda. I hope you like him.
Oh, yeah. I think he does.
He smiled. He smiled, didn't he? I mean, that wasn't wind.
No. What a beautiful smile, haven't you? Hmm? Doesn't look anything like wind. No. Do you like Mr. Panda? Do you?
Oh, he smiled at me. It's the first time he's done that.
You'll have to bring him presents more often.
Yes, Siobhan, look, we need to talk about that.
This one's been a great success. You don't need any help from me.
About when I'm going to see him. How often? Where?
Yes, Brian. I know.
But he talks about you all the time.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
He does, doesn't he, David?
Lou, Chabba? Oh, yeah, he never shuts up about you.
Yeah, I'm the on.
No, he's very keen.
We keep telling him he spoke before.
Yeah, I am.
It doesn't make a blind bit of difference. Of course, he might not understand what spoken for means.
Oh, he understands all right.
See? He's smitten.
Oh, yeah.
He's keener on you than that other girl who keeps phoning him up.
Fallon, does she?
Oh, yeah, it's a real pain.
Well, she reckons they're an item.
Chabba doesn't.
She is not my girlfriend.
But we're going to Linda's party together.
Hey, they've both been invited. It's not the same thing.
No, he's definitely not taking her.
How do you know?
Asked him.
Heather, you're a caution.
Kirsty, has Ed been in yet? Morning, David.
Morning.
Oh, I haven't seen him in here.
Oh, that is a nuisance. I really do need to get hold of Jazza quite urgently.
Oh, do you want me to go and check in the Brahmins?
Would you mind?
No, of course not. One few minutes.
Only I've got this new idea for my Hogmanay entertainment.
We're just talking about your party. Sounds like it's going to be quite a night.
Oh, Heather, I am sorry. You must come, of course. Oh,
that's all right, Pet. I wasn't fishing.
Well, I didn't send you an invitation because... Well, I wasn't sure if...
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure it'll be a lovely do, but I'd rather have a quiet night in.
Of course. I hope I'm going to see you and Ruth, though, David.
We might just stay in with Heather.
And pass up the chance of a built-in babysitter? Don't be silly. You enjoy yourselves. I'll be fine.
It's quite difficult, isn't it?
It is. I've been giving it a lot of thought.
Yes. Look, I'm sorry, because I think I might have given you the impression last time we talked that... Well, that somehow I could see Rory without you being there.
Because that's what Jennifer wanted.
Well, because that's impossible.
Of course. We're a package deal.
Look, I think the best thing for Rory would be if we could get in some kind of routine.
Do you?
Yep, so he could feel secure. Now, he knows for certain when he's going to see me.
And when he's not. Christmas Day, for example.
Well, next year. I mean, who knows? Maybe work something out. I mean, it's a long way off.
It is.
So... Look, for the time being, I thought maybe if I came over one day a week...
One day?
Well, I'd rather make it one day and stick to it than promise more and...
Let us down. Yeah.
So, I mean, is there a good day for you next week?
I'll be in Ireland.
Oh.
I think I told you. I was going for the New Year, yeah. You know? So my family can see the baby.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
No, it'll do you good.
Hope so.
Give you some kind of Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the week after then.
I won't be back.
Oh, I didn't realise you were staying that long.
Yes.
Well, maybe you could ring me when you get back.
I'm not coming back, Brian.
What?
We're staying in Ireland.
Sorry, I don't understand. You mean... You mean you're moving back for good?
Yes.
But when did you decide this?
Christmas Day, I suppose.
Siobhan, I said I was sorry.
I'm not doing this in a fit of pique.
Well, why then?
I've thought about it long and hard. And I think it's the best thing for me and Rory.
Well, how can it be?
It's better that we make a fresh start. Just the two of us. And it's my home, so...
Just the two of you?
Well, Rory will have my family around him, and that's a consideration.
What about me?
You don't want me, Brian. I shall be on my own.
But...
Are you going to tell me anything different? No. I thought not. And if that's the way it's going to be, I couldn't bear... I want a clean break.
Siobhan, you're not saying... Surely you're going to let me see Rory sometime.
You've made your choice, Brian. Now I've made mine.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.